Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, All Things Covered listeners. Like we told you, we promised you we got a very, very special guest, my teammate, one of the best, if not the best running back in the league, just coming off a big performance against the Carolina Panthers, a two-time Pro Bowler with the Minnesota Vikings, a two-time All-American in college with the Florida State Seminoles, Dalvin at Dalvin Cook on Twitter and Instagram. What up, Cookie?
P2, what up, my boy?
Cook, what's happening with you? Hey, Cook, you got to get on Pat P. He said Florida State is FSU. And you basically could say running back you also. You know what I mean? Y'all LSU boys be coming on the show, want to take over the show all the time.
My bad.
You know what I mean? I know we got Cam Akers on the shelf right now, but we got some backs in the league, right? Hey, every Florida State back scored this past Sunday. Cook scored, Freeman scored, you know what I mean? Yeah. So they're doing some big things. You know, Cook, them LSU boys been coming on the show, invading the show. You know what I mean?
Don't do that to me, man.
I respect the boys, man.
Hey, but it feel good having a Noel on. It always feel good having a Noel on, man. Look, Cook, let's start back to the beginning, bro. Back to your roots, you know, coming from South Florida. You went to Miami Central High School, a football powerhouse for listeners and viewers that are checking this out, man. Miami Central has been known to produce top-notch talent, not just in college football, but in the NFL as well. Same high school that produced former Noel Devontae Freeman. Freeman, he's a bit older than you, but you guys are clearly in the backfield. Is it true you didn't decide to join the program down there at Miami Central until your sophomore year?
Yeah, they had free. They were giving them the ball like 40 times a game. So, and I was trying to get the football, so I could have played park ball, and I did. Mm-hmm. They didn't play park ball. Got the ball, got better at my position. Man, they was giving him the ball every play, so I wasn't going to, you know what I'm saying, touch the field. So I just stayed and played and got some experience, and I went over here to high school.
What park you were playing at that time?
I was playing at Scott Lake at that time.
The Vikings.
Yep.
Scott Lake Vikings, got you. Hey, it makes sense. Now you're a big time. You're a Minnesota Viking.
Yeah. Hey, I must say this before I ask my question. This is the first time that, you know, obviously I'm new to Minnesota, but this was the first time I actually saw the Cookie Monster. Cookie Monster came out Sunday.
What's the Cookie Monster? What's that?
Monster said, "Give me the damn ball, man. Get out the way. Give me the damn ball and get out the way."
That's what Cook said, Pat P. That's what he said.
That's what he said.
When it's time, man. That's it, man. Hey.
We gonna keep it at your roots. You know, in high school, your highlights were crazy. What was some of the most impressive stuff that people can find on you on the internet and also the tube, because YouTube, because your senior year, you had 1,900 yards, 34 touchdowns, 11 yards per carry, which was crazy. Big game, you had 223 yards, four touchdowns, with name Mr. Florida in 2013. Your high school stats was 4,200 yards and 64 touchdowns.
Shoot. In 3 years? You did it in 3 years?
Did that in 3 years.
Man.
I was sharing the backfield with a good back, too, with a good back. We was coming out. It was Leonard Fournette. Mm. It was Tony Michelle. Then it was my run mate that was in the backfield with me. Then it was me. So we was like the top four in the country that was coming out that year. And the one I was in the backfield with me, Joseph Yerby, he went to Miami and I went to Florida State. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I didn't have him in the backfield, ain't no telling what I would have did. But we each other so much. So, like, it was good for me and good for him. So, but at high school, I don't know, man. That state game, he broke his ankle the game before state. And I don't know. I went out there and ran for like 200 yards. I think that's the game you just said, like four touchdowns.
Okay. Like,
yeah.
Who did y'all play in that state game? You remember?
In that state game, that last year, I think we played a team from Orlando. I don't remember the name.
But they ain't have a chance. Ain't have a chance at all.
Nah.
Hey, did you have to go in the Cookie Monster mode that ball game? Did you have to tell him, hey man, feed me the rock? Did you have to tell
him? Nah, it was good in Miami. You getting the ball every time you want it. And you playing offense and defense. It was just how I was.
You play defense?
Yeah, come on. That's why I be watching you. I play corner.
Oh yeah,
man. I didn't know you played cornerback.
Man,
that's new information to me. Cook, I only thought you ever just carried the ball. That's it. I didn't think you could do nothing else.
Defense. I actually thought about playing defense, but I fell in love with touchdowns, man.
Yeah, touchdowns hit different. Hey, y'all played Armwood. That's who it was, Cook.
Armwood.
Yep. That's y'all playing that state game. And talking about that state game, you know, what was it like joining Florida State a year after they won the national title in 2013?
Yeah, it was big for me because I went and played with Jameis. Some of them guys they had on that defense, like PJ Williams, Darby, some of the guys in the league now.
Yep.
Dog Green, just great mentors for me, like when I first got there, because I enrolled early, so I went in January, and it was only a couple of us that went in January. So just being around them for that long period of time, or that short period of time they was there, it was big. You know, they taught me so much just about, you know, going to class. I ain't thought that was important. Going to class, you know, stand on top of stuff before you even get to the point where you behind on a lot of stuff. You know, you playing catch up. Prioritizing my time, man, and I got good at it. That helped me excel in football because I ain't have to really worry about the schoolwork and all that because it was already taken care of.
Yeah, man, that's nothing like great having great mentors in front of you and showing you the way for sure. So in college, you went 3-0 against Miami and also 3-0 against Florida. Which record feels better?
I'm going to say Miami because, you know, I grew up a Miami fan. Watching all those guys, Frank Gore, Clint Portis, EJ. You know, I grew up a Miami fan and always beating the home team and going back, you know, ain't nothing like that. Going back home and just having those bragging rights, it ain't nothing like that.
I agree.
No question. What does it mean for you to be the leading rusher in Florida State history, considering all the great backs they've had throughout time?
That's big, man. You go down the list, and there's some guys on that list, some big-time guys that played in the league, did some special things, and to be at the top of that list, you know, that's big time. A kid from Miami up there at the top of that list, man. I take pride in that, you know. So that's big for me.
Was that a personal goal for you? You know, signing to Florida State, was that something that you kind of circled? I want to leave, you know, as the one of the best backs to ever do it here.
I just was having fun. Everything just started racking up. Looking back at it, I'm like, I did that. I'm just having fun. I'm just out there, you know, kid, 8-19, just playing. Oh, just having fun and set no goals, man. I just wanted to go out there and be the best version of me every time I went out there.
Yeah. Well said. I like that.
No doubt about it. And Matt can vouch for this one. He asked me, you know, a while ago, who was the person I couldn't wait to see in practice? And with no question, I said D. Cook. No doubt about it. I said D. Cook.
I think was that during OTAs, right when training camp started?
Yeah, it was during OTA before training camp even started, because just the way, you know what I mean, you came to work, you know what I mean, your competitive edge, you know, the way you practice, it was very impressive. And I had an opportunity to play with some great backs. And it's leading to my next question. You got to Minnesota, you know, after Adrian Peterson left, and I had an opportunity to play with Adrian Peterson, obviously one of the league's best running backs, going to be a Hall of Famer one day. What did you think when people made the comparison between you two, you know, obviously having, you know, those shoes to fill the year he left?
Yeah, it was crazy for me because when they drafted me, we was last in rushing when I got here from Minnesota, 32 in the league. And Adrian Peterson had just left. And they bring me in. They bring Latavius in. And they bring my running back coach, Coach KP, in. They bring all us in, try to turn this thing around. And, you know, my rookie year, my first game of my first game of my career, I'm playing Adrian Peterson. He playing for the Saints. It's all hyped up.
Dalvin Cook,
Peterson is hyped up. I'm like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? I gotta stay together. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just kept my composure and you know, it was fun, man. I'm the type of person, I like living in the moment. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause it don't come around often. You know what I'm saying? We don't get those chances again. And, you know, that's just who I am. I just like living in the moment. And, you know, I ain't take it as too much of a, you know, be on the high of it, or should I be Adrian Peterson? I'm gonna just be Dalvin Cook. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just come in and be me, and I always just stuck by that.
Do you pay attention to the outside noise when people are trying to compare Adrian Peterson's stats to yours, or compare your stats to his early on in your career so far?
Yeah. You know, I always blocked the noise because it was like a thing when I was in college, you know, comparing my stats to Ward Dunn's stats. Like, nah, no, yeah. Ward, no, you can't never duplicate what Ward did because he was special, you know what I'm saying? And we all special in our ways. So, you know, I don't even get into it.
Yeah, no doubt. And speaking of, you know, your rookie year, I mean, you look at the crop of backs that came out with you in 2017. You got yourself, Leonard Fournette, Christian McCaffrey, Joe Mixon, Alvin Kamara, Kareem Hunt, Aaron Jones, Chris Carson, and James Conner. Guys that have all started in the league, meaningful years, doing positive things, man. When you look at this class of 2017 backs, you know, would you consider this? I know it's still a lot of years left, a lot of numbers to be proved and produced, but do you consider this class to be one of the best NFL classes, draft classes of running backs over the last decade or so?
I do, personally. You know, you got a bunch of guys that weren't expected to do stuff, and they did it. Like, you know, you had those late picks, like Kamara. Like, you named a lot of them, and they still in producing at a high level. So it's like, I feel like, you know, you could compare that class to, you know, whatever class you want to compare it to, and I think it'll be right there matching up of whatever you compare it to. So,
and one thing I like to highlight, Cook, the majority of the guys got paid nicely. Right.
Yeah.
Leonard Fournette is still waiting on that big deal, but it's going to come. Christian McCaffrey, Joe Mixon, Alvin Kamara, Aaron Jones, yourself, Kareem Hunt got a deal, 3-year deal, I think over a year ago. And we know what prevented him from getting that huge deal. And then James Conner, you know, just signed a deal as well. But of course, he'd probably be right back to the table. But that's the most important thing. When you look at these guys in this class with you, the majority of you guys got that nice bag.
Yeah, just coming in. What he said, I'm trying to get a bag, man. some of those guys, you know, you look around the league like Hunt. You know, his path ain't go how he wanted to go. He stuck with it, and he's still, you know, playing at a high level. So, you know, stuff ain't go his way, but he's still balling, man. I'm proud of them boys.
Yeah, 2017 class, nice boy, super nice.
And you got off to a strong start as a rookie, but week 4 you tore your ACL. How did you deal with the adversity as a young player and watching that magical season from the sideline?
I ain't gonna lie, that was one of the toughest years. Like, just watching them boys do all the celebrations and having fun, it was crazy just watching those boys. But I learned a lot because I was on the team with Teddy, Sam Bradford, all them boys. We was all banged up together in the training room, and I was just boys a lot. And I was just learning from them boys, OG Teddy, and taught me so much. But it was tough for me. You know, I had to question myself, like, you know, am I going to ever be the same, you know, coming back from that injury? Because I ain't never had a real serious injury on my legs or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I always told myself, you're going to feel sorry for yourself or you're going to work. And that one never thing for me. I won't never feel sorry for myself. So, you know, I went in the training room, asked Shields, I'm like, man, y'all could be straight up with me, man. Am I ever going to be the same player again? They said, it's up to you. And then once they told me that, I just went to grind. I don't know, something else clicked in my head. Ain't no more time to waste. It's time to go. And ever since then, I just been grinding, man.
And talking about grinding, in 2019, you eclipsed 1,000 yards, 13 touchdowns. But in 2020, you kicked down the front and the back door. what was happening for you a year ago? Everything just kind of came together, and you were unstoppable. What was it for you in last year that kind of had that breakout year that you had?
Just finding what worked for me, like, you know, prioritizing my time, you know, what get my body ready to go for next Sunday, for, you know, to go out there and produce at a high level. And I think, you know, I'm still finding a lot of stuff for my body, you know, to go out there and produce at a high level. And I think that was the key for me, you know, how many massages I get a week, what it takes for me to go out there and, you know, stay healthy for my team. And that's what the thing was. And I missed so many games my first 2 years. Is he going to stay healthy? And I think, you know, I've been doing a good job of, you know, taking care of my body and staying in line. And, you know, things happen, but, you know, really just being healthy for my team.
Let me ask you, a film type question. I want you to break down who you are as a running back, because we had Chris Johnson on the show some weeks ago, and he said you're his favorite running back. What makes Dalvin Cook so special?
I got a game like, I don't know, I don't match my game to nobody because like I ain't really, I don't get you in the hole. I don't run people over. Like I ain't no bulldozer. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm fast. I make people miss. I can catch the ball in the backfield. And I think it's all about will. You know why? Like my mom, you know, first man not going to tackle me. A lot of stuff that I pride myself on, you know, as being a runner, I think it's different. So I don't know how to explain my game. I'm just, I guess I'm slippery.
Hey, I think when I look at your game, you know, and I'm an analyst, so I got more time to watch tape, you know, and watch game film and all that type stuff than most people do. You're tough. Like you said, you're not a big back, but you tough. You run hard. And the great backs always fall forward. Bill Cobb used to tell our backs all the time, I don't care what the situation is, you never fall backwards because when you do, you lose yards. Great backs always have a knack for falling forward. Not to mention, you know, doing some of the dirty work, like blocking. That's something I love from your game. You're going to stick your nose in the fire regardless who's coming down the pipe trying to attack the quarterback. But, yeah, everything that you talked about is you got it. But the toughness is something that – and Pat P can talk about this, man. I used to like tackling running backs that didn't want to get hit. Yeah. That's what I want to approach. Don't give me the guy that don't mind putting his head in my chest if he can. Now I got to really buckle down and keep my mouthpiece in my mouth. You know what I mean? Right. Give me the guy who ain't got to have my mouthpiece in the mouth to try to tackle. Hey, Pat, didn't Devin White say something about Cook? Like, he was saying that he was tough. Remember we had him on a few weeks ago? I think Devin White gave some tribute too, Cook.
He's the only back that had 100 yards on him in the last
year. That's what he said. That's what he said, Cook. Hey, so hey, people respect what you're doing now, so they don't get it twisted. They see what's going on out there. Cookie Monster, get the t-shirts made. Cookie Monster, get the shirts. Cookie Boy have a Cookie Monster shirt on right now with the dreads, man. The day lies hanging, man. Cookie Monster, man. People already had that in cycle right. Get the merch going, Cook.
Yeah, with the Cookie Monster.
Yeah, with the dreads, man. Get the Cookie Monster with the dreads, man. Get the merch going.
Hey, I saw. Tell you, Mac. I saw it come out, man. You know, going right now, we ain't get the first down. It was 3rd and 1-2. Oh, Cookie Monster was hot.
He was hot. What quarter that was? Yeah.
I want to say the third. It probably was the second quarter.
It was second.
You got that right to tell them, hey, man, y'all tripping. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know who the transmission of this car. Hey, what the transmission at?
You know what I did? Me and Harry was sitting on the bench. I said, hey, they better get that man the ball, man. what he ended up with, Mac? 130 or something like that?
That boy had 140.
140?
They left some out there because it was a few times where they just – in the fourth quarter, man, listen, I'm going to tell y'all right now. I know y'all in the Florida game, but I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm a Minnesota Viking fan because they got my fam there. They got Florida State there. Man, y'all coaches had me about to go crazy, man. That 11-point lead in the fourth quarter, you know you got the best closer in the league. You got one of the best closers in the league. Go ahead and ride them. Let's go. What are y'all doing?
One thing about me, Mac, he ain't gonna sugarcoat it.
And I'm gonna keep y'all. Hey, Cook, I wasn't just invested with my heart. I was invested with my pockets because I had my parlay together, I said they gonna blow my money. Man, good Cook the ball. Stop playing, man. It's 11-point lead, man. They defense on their heels. Offensively, Sam Darnold can't do anything, and y'all want to get so cute. I don't know why offensive coordinators want to get cute instead of just doing what has been working and what will work instead of getting cute. Kirk Cousins had his numbers. Captain Kirk had his numbers. Let's go ahead and get the game out of the way and get back on the bus.
We got an even spot, man. We still trying to find that even spot, man. The closing off, man. We keeping them in the game, just letting them linger around.
Well, my pressure is so high with y'all, man. Oh, my pressure is high.
On the sideline, man.
Hey, Cook, I bet with y'all every week, and every week y'all got my pressure high. Boy, I got to go get some garlic peels. Every week I'm the emotional roller coaster. Oh, you know them garlic peels the one to get your pressure down the right way. Hey, every week I keep going back to the well. I keep betting my money with the Vikings. Every week they got my pressure high. I said they're going to do it for me this week. They're going to blow it. Hey, I'm still alive, though. My parlay's still alive, though. Y'all boys came through, Cook. Y'all boys definitely came through. Hey, good. For you, you know, getting paid was huge, right? But what does it mean for you to be able to get paid and also knowing you will be with the Vikings organization for quite some time? How important was that for you?
That was big for me staying here in Minnesota. You know, just the way they valued me as an organization since I came in here, you know, from combine to, like, you know, people talking bad on me, having the back, you know what I'm saying, just coming in. They valued me in a different way when I got here. they treated me special, man. You know, me staying here was important because, you know, I wanted to be around the people in that building and, you know, the people that loved me the most and that wanted me here. So Minnesota wanted me here and I wanted to be here.
Hey, you said something real significant to me just then, because you slid in the draft based on assumptions. You know what I mean? How did that affect you? Because I knew you was one of the best backs in college football, because, heck, you was doing numbers behind the offensive line that was real shaky. You know what I mean? But how did that did it affect you any, you know, hearing some of the things that people were saying about you that ultimately led to you sliding to the second round? Because no question, you was not a second round talent.
Yeah, it just never made sense to me. Like, now I always just try to wrap my hands around the situation. It just never made sense. I never missed a game at Florida State. You know, I thought I did everything I needed to do. I set myself up to graduate before I left.
Mm-hmm.
But it really didn't make sense to me. So I just knew it had to be, you know, something was going on, and nobody never had an answer for it. And so I never searched for one. You know, I just put my hat on. You know, whoever wanted Dalvin Cook, they were going to get the best Dalvin Cook. And Minnesota came calling that morning. I never forget when Rick called me. I was in the mall looking for an outfit to wear for draft day. Uh-huh. And he just wanted to know everything. We sat down. Well, I sat down in the mall, and we just had like a conversation. And ever since then, you know, it's been love from him and everybody else in the building.
Yeah. That's dope.
Yeah, I can definitely vouch for that. They definitely value Dalvin on a whole nother level. And it's a beautiful thing to see an organization, you know, value their top players the way they do you around here, for sure. This is my last one for you before we get into our superlatives. Do you think, you know, because we all call you four around the locker room, do you think you'll ever wear the number four again in the NFL?
Breaking news next year. Next year.
Okay.
I'm talking out, man. I'm tired of being four and I ain't got on four.
Right.
I'm putting on four. I'm telling y'all, I'm putting on four.
Yes, you wearing number four 2021. Number four coming back out.
Man, I'm putting on four, man.
Ooh, breaking news here. All things covered. Y'all hear the man. And you gonna get the shirts for the merchandise, Cookie Monster? But that's what you're gonna do too. Okay.
Yeah, Cookie Monster time.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, so what do you know, because I know Minnesota the fans, they rock 33, they rock 33. So you basically just giving them a heads up right now, get ready to go get that number four as soon as the season is over with, whenever that time comes, because you know. The stadium always filled up with at number 33.
33 is everywhere.
Yeah, they could keep that. That's what we started at. But what we headed at, you know what I'm saying? What we headed at is different. We headed to bigger things. We trying to get some rings. We chasing all that. You know what I'm saying? What we started at is 33. Keep that. What we headed at.
Hey, Cook, one more thing I got to share with you, dog. I never shared this with you, but this was in training camp. This was the funniest thing my defensive back coach has ever said. So, you know, we're going into training camp. You know, I think it's like the first week, everybody feeling good, got the pass. So I think Xavier had like hit you and like thudded you up real good. So coach came in and said, hey man, is everybody good today? Everybody feeling good? You know, first practice out of the way, you know, everybody getting, you know, a lot of juice flowing. He said, anybody know what age Jesus died at? He's like, 33. Yeah, he down to 33. He said, all right, he put 33 up there. He said, anybody ever seen Jesus in here? He said, well, goddammit, don't touch
33. Hey, he said, don't touch him.
He said, don't touch him. I don't care what happened. Do not touch
him. Hey, that's what's up.
Man, Chris Boyd told me that story.
I was crying laughing, bro.
Hey, that's what's up. Hey, my last question for you, and we're gonna go to the superlative, man. At the bye week, you're 3-3. Clearly some close ball games that didn't go in your favor. You could easily be 5-1, could be 6-0, you know what I mean? But Cook, and the same, this is for both of you guys. You guys are currently with the organization. You know, how close is this team being a consistent team? And, of course, trying to make that run to get into the playoffs and have a deep run. How close are you guys? Do you guys understand what was going wrong in the first few weeks of the season and seeing how you guys were able to fight and win that game this past Sunday against Carolina? Was that a learning point for you guys? But like I said, how close are you guys to being consistent and being able to achieve everything you want to achieve?
Yeah, like knowing the situations. Like we had so many chances to close them out Sunday, like just to put the game away. And we got to take full control of those situations. But being in those type of games and winning them and being in those type of environments and pulling them off, you know, all, that helped us too, you know, because we've been in those games, we've been in those situations, and, you know, we know how to battle from them. But, you know, not getting put in those situations, we got to take advantage of those times when we could just, you know, close teams out and, you know, two possession games and stuff like that. And that's what we're not taking advantage of. So, you know, we gotta look ourselves in the mirror, you know, these next 2 weeks before we go out this Sunday night. And, you know, that's what we're gonna do. Close teams out and, you know, not put ourselves in those close games where we gotta depend on Greg to go kick a field goal every time, which we depend on him, but, you know, putting all that on them every game, you know, we can't keep doing that.
For me, you know, I think we're right there. I think, you know, the bye week came at a perfect time. Reevaluate ourselves as a team. You know, you gotta also understand we really didn't have a, you know, a preseason to really go through those 4-minute offense or really have 2-minute drills as a defense. You know, so I think the first 6 weeks was definitely a filling out process. But now having that on tape, now having the feel, having been in those situations, I think, you know, it's a lot to learn from those situations. I think it's going to help us, you know, get better from those situations. You know, I see that, you know, early in the first 2 weeks, you know, we moved the ball and we didn't win those close games. And over the last 2 weeks, we was able to win those close games, although we was up big enough to close out those games. Now having those two learning experiences, I think that can help propel us throughout the rest of the season when those situations come up again. So I think we made a great point of emphasis as a defense, because I think, you know, through the first 4 weeks, we was outscored 44 to 10 points. The last 2 weeks, we didn't give up any points in a 2-minute drill. So things like that, you know, the first 4 weeks of the NFL season, always a filling out process. And I think we got that process out of the way now. I think we're ready to hit the ground running after this bye week. And I can't, you know, wait to see all the success that we are able to contain throughout this 21 season.
Real quick, Cook, you've been with Kirk Cousins your entire career. Is this the best you've seen him play so far in 6 weeks of play?
Yeah, I've been said it. He just came back. Like, OTA, you seen, like, his different comfort zone. You know what I'm saying? He comfortable. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got full control over the offense. He understand it. You know, we done been growing together. So, being able for us to watch each other grow, you know, it's been fun, man. But, yeah, he's definitely been playing good football, and I think he's definitely been the best football that I've seen him play.
No doubt. Okay, well, we appreciate you for your time. Now we're going to transition to the superlative part of our show where we hit you with rapid-fire questions. We want your honest, unbiased answer. First one I got for you. Favorite game you played at FSU?
Favorite game? Down in Miami. It was my freshman year. I scored, like, the game when it touched down. And I was in my city, so it was crazy.
Yeah, I bet that was nuts down there. Favorite game you played so far as a Minnesota Viking?
It had to be that first one against Adrian Peterson. My first game. I think I broke his rookie record, so it was big for me in front of him. That was big.
Do you remember your numbers? What you had that night?
I know I had like 138 yards. I had a touchdown, like 20-something carries.
Okay. Defender you look forward to going against the most?
Defenders? Yeah. This year for real, just watching him play from last year, it was Buda Baker, to be honest. I like the way he fly around and, you know, stuff like that. So I was looking forward to playing against him, to be honest.
Yeah. He's a little missile. I had the opportunity to play with that little for a couple years. He's a special one for sure. Favorite stadium you played in, favorite away stadium you played in as a pro and in college?
Arrowhead. They started playing that. I'm like, y'all hear that? Everybody let me.
You felt like you was in Tallahassee, huh?
Like, y'all hear that? Oh, they get me hype, man. I'm vibing. We good. I'm vibing. But Arrowhead, man,
because
they do that war chat, man.
Pat Pete don't understand that war chat hit different, don't it?
Yeah, man.
I still get fired up right now here.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Growing up, it wasn't nothing like hearing that on ABC at 3 o'clock.
Oh, man. No question. Brett Musburger used to be calling the games. Yes, sir. Yes, 3:30 ABC. That we know it's a big stage, did.
That's man, it wasn't nothing like it, man.
No question. No question. Last question for you. If you can give me your Mount Rushmore of Florida State running backs, top four running backs in Florida State history, you can include yourself. Who would it be?
I'm gonna go Ward. I'm gonna go D Free. Dang, this is tough right here. This fourth one gonna be on me. That's gonna be the third one, mm-hmm. and the fourth one. I ain't gonna lie, I liked the Chris Thompson when he was there. I liked the CT.
Yeah, Chris Thompson was nice.
I liked the CT, but I know it was some more guys, but I liked the CT. I got it. Yeah. Pussy.
Hey, Cook, that's your list. That's your list. No question. But you know you're in good company when you're leaving guys off that probably shouldn't be off. That tells you how prolific the guys have been in Tallahassee, toting the rock. So hey, it's your list. Gotta respect it, gotta love it. And most importantly, man, get the merchandise out, Cookie Monster, the hats, the beanies, the t-shirts. Monster
coming, man. It's coming, Cookie Monster.
Yeah. And number four, y'all heard it here first, all things covered. Dalvin Cook is going to the number four.
Break it.
Breaking news. What's that? We appreciate that. Minnesota Viking fans, y'all can keep 33, but y'all going to have to get number four as well.
Yes, sir.
Who got number four on the team now? A kicker,
nobody.
A holder?
Nobody.
Oh, that's even better. You ain't even got to worry about trying to, you know, finesse.
It's over. Mm-hmm.
No doubt. Hey, well, Cook, man, thank you for joining us, man. Enjoy your bye week. Stay safe, stay healthy. And next game, man, go ahead, tell them. If you got to tell them first quarter, if the Cookie Monster got to come out first quarter, I'm okay with it. And give me the ball.
Seven got me. We good. I ain't even got to speak on it. Seven got me.
Yeah. Seven got you. He will tell, hey, man, feed this man. Play around. Hey, Cookie, hopefully I don't have to take no garlic pills the next game because you know I'm probably going to bet with y'all. So, hey, y'all boys got this thing closed in the fourth quarter. Just know, man, Mac, that boy probably somewhere sweating right now.
And also, Cookie, we appreciate you for coming on as well. But tell Mac what I drove to work today. That Florida's still in me.
Hey, you brought the dunk out? I pulled up, man.
Fat P, you got the dunk in Minnesota?
And that boy pulled up nice, man. Yeah, man.
Fat, you ain't had a top down, though. I know it's a little nippy. I saw you had the top down.
OG status, man.
Hey, Cook, a lot of them boys don't know about that dunk life up there, man. You already know what time it is, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Pat, you better enjoy it because you know it's about to get brick cold out there. So you better go ahead and ride as much as you can. Crank it up.
2 weeks. Lockdown transportation will be back to pick her up.
No doubt. Lockdown transportation. Oh, by the way, that's Pat P. Trucking Company. Y'all even need a truck to be shipped cross country, car, dog, whatever you need. Pat P can ship it for you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Cook, man. Thank you once again, man. Be safe now.
For sure.
All right, be good. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.